There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need, from Acts 4. The first implication of the resurrection as described by Luke Acts was that the divisions of race and class were destroyed, and the personhood of women was fully affirmed, as they were the first to witness and share the message. The second implication of the resurrection was that the gospel requires literal, tangible good news for the poor. No one should be without the food, clothing, and shelter they need to live in dignity. Eventually, Christians, or people of the way as they were then known, would challenge the principalities and powers, the systems and processes. But first, they took money out of their pockets and raised their neighbors from the grave of poverty. I'm Horace McMillan. This is 60 Seconds of Hope. Peace be with you.